Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
One of the most beautiful hymns of the Armenian Church is the Surp, Surp, Surp. That is holy, holy, holy. Repeated thrice in reference to the Trinity. Heaven and earth are full of your glory, we proclaim in the celebratory hymn of the Church. The words of the hymn are a blessing and a praise, ending in Hosanna in the highest. While the people sing the hymn, the priest is praying to himself, and accounts for the reason for such praise. That is, he is recounting the salvific gift of God. The prayer begins, "You are holy, holy, and holy." And who would presume to contain in words the outpouring of your infinite loving kindness for us? Think of these words in context of all that we have learned during the Lenten journey. We have been on a path that has scratched at mystery, something beyond our comprehension and our thoughts. Certainly, at this point, we understand that our words are inadequate to explain the fullness of God. The priest continues in his prayer by remembering the long history of how God shared his love with us. He remembers that God offered his prophets, his law, the priesthood, and even the means of atonement through sacrifice. Now here the story continues in a most dramatic way. God did not give up on his creation. After all the means of reconciliation, God tore up the sentence of our condemnation for all of our debts by giving us his only begotten Son. This is how the priest prays. He further articulates, the Son is both debtor and debt, immolation and anointed, Lamb and bread of heaven, high priest and sacrifice. He is distributor, and he himself is distributed always, in our midst without ever being consumed. These words are the essence of what the divine liturgy is. Let's repeat them, for in this prayer, we understand the fullness of God's love for us. He gave us Jesus Christ, the Son, who is both debtor and debt, immolation and anointed, lamb and bread of heaven, high priest and sacrifice. He is distributor, and he himself is distributed always, in our midst without ever being consumed. Now the priest acknowledges the person of Christ. That is, he became man truly and without phantasm. That is, he was truly a man and not a spirit or an apparition. He was incarnate through union without confusion with the Mother of God, the Holy Virgin Mary. He journeyed through all the passions of human life and without sin. He came willingly to the world-saving cross, which was the occasion for our redemption. The priest is about to present the gifts with the words of institution, that is, take and eat. Drink of this, all of you. Let's take a break at this moment in our journey and contemplate our actions. God gives us the ultimate example of love and demands the same of us for one another. In the Gospel of John, we read the story of Jesus' ultimate humility by washing his disciples' feet. He then says, "If I, as your Lord and teacher, wash your feet, so too you must share this example of love and humility with one another." As the people sing, "Holy, holy, holy," and as the priest recounts the history of reconciliation, it is up to us to do likewise. Have we given up on someone, on a relationship, on an opportunity to love? The meditation today is for us to inspect our relationships and know that love is all-conquering and all-consuming. Remember in your actions, be distributor and be distributed. Never let love, your giving, end. Christ is always in our midst, always giving and never being consumed. Do likewise in your actions of love. This is Father Voskin looking forward to taking the next step on the Lenten journey with you tomorrow into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.